Jerry Foley, reading from This Wicked Rebellion for the Wisconsin Historical Society Press. Lewinsville, Fairfax County, Virginia, January 30th, 1862. There's nothing here to write about but mud. Anything else but mud is a rarity. Everything is covered with mud. Men and horses, soldiers and teamsters, tents and wagons, food and raiment are covered with mud. Horses sink to their knees, and wagons to the hubs. From Chainbridge to Langley's, and from there to this place is, if possible, worse. The days are dark and gloomy, and the fogs are so dense and murky that some of your Berlin citizens, with whom I am acquainted, could not see the end of their long noses, were it not for the fiery glow that rests on top. It's raining now as if it never rained before. If it keeps on much longer, we must see about building an ark. Can't move outside the tents, as 5 seconds would put anyone in a way that they would be squeezed out of their clothes. If we move now, we would carry the whole of the sacred soil on our boots. Through the fog, you can see nothing but a sea of dirty water. We haven't seen the sun for a fortnight. Some think he's lost his way in the fog, or gone west to winter. Mud, gloom, rain, dirt, cold coffee, leaky tents, salt junk, hard crackers, want of exercise, ennui, blues, blue devils, damn! Yes, damn everything! The army, the rations, the rebels, the mucilaginous mud, the generals who don't fight, and the cabinet who won't make them fight, the Congress who keep talking about proclamations of emancipation when the only proclamation needed, and the one that will do all the work they keep jabbering about, is an order to march. Yes, I say again, damn everything but the Union. But God bless the Union, mud and all. Stew.